Over the past year, there's been considerable controversy about the accessibility of the software provided by America Online to use their online service. Now, the big deal, of course, is that in some cases, AOL is the only game in town in terms of internet access. Also, AOL is an online service. It's not just an internet service provider. That means that there is content that you can only access through AOL. Well, people are saying that a significant step forward has been taken with the release of AOL version 6.0. And to talk about that, I'm joined by Matt Dimit, who is an AOL user of 3 years standing. So he's been a blind user who's been with AOL since the 3.0 days. Not only is he still an AOL user, but he also beta tested version 6. Well, AOL 6.0 has now been released. Matt, I understand that you've been beta testing that product. How long has that process taken between when you got involved and the release date?
I've actually been using the software since early August, and I understand that there were some testers on before then, but I've actually been involved for about 3 months now.
Why AOL? What's the interest in it? I realize that there was a lot of controversy about the accessibility of previous releases, and many people thought it was a point of principle, but in your experience with the software, have you actually found things on AOL that are valuable, that you can get more easily, or that you can't get at all on the internet?
Well, I must admittedly say that I started using AOL about 4 years ago because I was in high school, and at the time that was the leading, you know, online access for many of us high school students, and this was of course before the advent of the AIM instant messenger, so you know, instant messaging and so forth was important to people in high school, so that was probably my main reason for getting the software.
And what was the accessibility like in those days when you started using AOL then?
Well, I think it was, in 3.0 days, I think it was better, than in 4.0 and 5.0. There was some unlabeled graphics, but it wasn't something that you couldn't figure out and go label, and they would stay the same, but in later versions, I noticed that, you know, once you label the graphic, and reinitialize the software again, then the graphics immediately changed, and you basically did all that labeling for nothing.
So, in your estimation, as someone who's been using AOL for a while, is this 6.0 a significant accessibility improvement for the average blind computer user?
Absolutely. Things that I was never able to access, like AOL has this built-in news feature where you can just go track down the news, and it'll give you like a slideshow of the news, and these are and stock quotes and chatting. And billing was something very important to me. I was never able to access my own billing without sighted assistance. And as a matter of fact, yesterday I needed to change my billing address and hop right in the software and was able to immediately change billing. And that was something that I had been concerned about ever since the beginning.
So what is it that they've done in version 6 that has made it accessible? Are they making use of MSAA, for instance?
Well, I think what they've done more so is they've started using, they did make use of the MSAA, and they've started using like an HTML editor, or HTML viewer rather. And so like, email is more, like a web page now, whereby in the past it was just a chunk of text on the screen, and you had to continue paging down, to read the text, or you had to use your JAWS cursor to find the button. It's more like, you know, just your typical, web page, so, and that's how a lot of the windows are designed now.
Does that mean then that the MSAA mode that's in WindowEyes and the Forms mode that's in JAWS for Windows, for example, when it comes to Internet Explorer, do those features now work in a lot of the AOL software?
Yes, very well. One thing that's definitely changed is the actual Internet access as far as using the browser built into AOL. Previously, I always had to go back to Microsoft's Internet Explorer to do anything on the internet as far as, you know, web browsing. And that's something that I can very successfully do through the software very quickly. And it's very, very tagged now with text, whereby in the past it was very graphical. And you could sit there for an hour just to figure out how to open another web page or find the link that you want.
So I understand that when people download the AOL software, and it's 30-odd megabytes, but I believe you can download it from AOL once you've signed up, that you don't get the accessibility components with the download. Are you able to comment on that?
I wasn't aware of that. I think I heard that on Blindline this weekend past, and I wasn't aware of that primarily because I realized that the update just came out about 2 weeks ago, but on the beta team, we're usually about 2 updates ahead. So as far as I know, and maybe for anybody that wants to give it a shot, we were told to type in, for JAWS users, it was waol.jsf, and that was a configuration file that was already pre-built for the AOL software, and then I just pasted that into my settings, and that did address a lot of my initial concerns with a few things that weren't handled very well. But as far as I'm concerned, or as far as I know, rather, I don't know that this is true, that you have to get the add-ons, because I do have a friend next door that downloaded the software just to upgrade to AOL, and it seems to be exactly what I'm using.
So there are JAWS configuration files. Do you know if there are WindowEye set files as well for the 6.0 software?
I would say probably yes, there are a number of WindowEye users on the listserv that we're all on, and I have heard mention of some WindowEye files.
So now that the internet is so ubiquitous, what are the advantages? If somebody's got an Earthlink account or some other internet account, which they obviously have if they're listening to this program, is there really any benefit in going with AOL, do you think?
Well, I have to honestly say probably not, because what I think is going to happen is I think the average user is going to hop on the software, and don't get me wrong, the software has made leaps and bounds in accessibility, but there's still more that definitely is going to have to be done. And I think to the average user who's never used AOL before that just hops on is going to say this software is still not accessible, because there's just still some things that aren't firmed up in my opinion.
Can you tell us a bit more about those things that you think still need more work?
Well, I have a big problem. Some of the things that I like to do, like I like to go to the computer. There's sections on AOL. I don't know how familiar you are with maybe the welcome menu. But when AOL pops up, there's a welcome menu, and it pops up with a bunch of different things. And that's very accessible, like, for instance, your email and your My Planner and My Calendar. And then behind that, you can control tab to a channels list. And some of the channels, once you get deeper into the software, you lose the tag graphics, and you go back to where you just maybe hit graphic 476, for example. And on the first three levels, everything is extremely accessible and extremely friendly. But it seems to me the deeper you get, and I'm one of the type of people that likes to get very deep into everything, and the deeper I got, the more inaccessible I think it did get.
Are AOL aware of this, and how are they reacting to blind users' feedback?
Well, I will say that I have been very impressed with the reaction to feedback. I had a problem with the email earlier on in the process, and they were quick to assure me that it would be fixed, and by golly, by the next release of the beta, it was indeed fixed, and so they have been very receptive and they've been very responsive. I sometimes think that we should have had more contact before. I was a bit surprised at the release because, like I was saying about the unlabeled graphics, those were some things that was commented on not just by myself but by several of the list members, and I would have liked to have seen those things addressed before the actual program was released, but I think that it's something that they will continue to work on, and I think that you will definitely see a very good program in the next 7 to 9 months.
For those people who haven't used AOL before, am I correct in saying that obviously you've got to use their software if you want the content that's proprietary to AOL, but that if you want to just check email and do FTP and do web browsing, you can just use your standard internet software like Eudora and FTP Voyager or an Internet Explorer, etc. Is that correct?
That's correct. That's what I did, actually, for the first 3 years of the program.
So you can use Eudora or Outlook Express, say, to clear your AOL mail?
I don't know as if you can use it to read your AOL mail. I know that you can use it to, you know, say you have maybe a Hotmail account, and you can use the AOL as like the ISP to hop you onto the net. And then what I used to do was just minimize it and then use my Internet Explorer or my Outlook. But I'm not sure. We've run around circles about this issue, whether the AOL mail can be set up with an Outlook, and I haven't got a firm yes or no.
So how's the email client within AOL 6.0 in terms of its accessibility now?
It's very friendly. Many of the buttons that were previously untagged, such as your address book and your filing cabinet and your the forward and the reply. I mean, before I would tap through maybe three or four times and press the space bar and just guess. And if it was wrong, I'd control F4 and close the window. And if it was right, I'd just thank God that it was right. But the buttons are very much so labeled now. And it's set up almost like an Outlook Express, actually. In some aspects, before, there was no way that I could have clicked on a link and had it take me out on the internet and actively, you know, interacted with that website. But now I can easily click on a link that's embedded in the web page or in the email and actively work with the information.
You may have heard on the blind line that we had this week that there was a question about whether CompuServe fits into all of this at all, because AOL now owns CompuServe. Is this software exclusive to the AOL servers, or can you use it on CompuServe?
Well, as far as I understand, it's exclusive to the AOL service, right? As far as I know.
I don't even know what's on CompuServe these days. It's been so long since I've used it, but presumably it's still up and running there.
Right.
So what do people do then if they have never used AOL before? Can they just go to AOL.com and sign up if they're in the United States?
As far as I know, yes, that's the basic way to get it going.
Yeah. Are there any other comments that we've missed that you wanted to throw in about the software?
Well, I would just, when setting up, I would be careful. I didn't like the setup the first time I went through it. It did get a little visual at times. But after that, I was very satisfied. One thing I will caution people is, like I said, if you are a JAWS user, you're going to want to go copy that file into your settings in you, because if not, I think that the program is going to give you the demo before you can really get a good handle over it.
So hopefully that file may be on the Freedom Scientific website at some point. To be honest, it's been a long time since I've looked to see what new scripts they have on there.
I didn't even check. Honestly, I was complaining about things that I thought were wrong, and they were actually fixed by the configuration file, so I wasn't even informed of it when I joined the list, though. A nice lister informed me, so a lot of my critiques and criticisms were handled when I got the file put in place.